see what went down with Chris and then.
I don't know. I don't know. I didn't see anything really. I just heard, you know, the whistle and, you know, all the commotion. So I had to, you know, run over there. But yeah, I mean, that was a crazy start the game.
How disappointed was the defense that, you know, Trevor seemed like he needed the ball back one more time, and on third and eight, Carr hit Patterson on that play.
Yep. Yeah, that was the dagger. You know, I mean, that wasn't the only play. We had ample chances to, you know, get off the field and to change the game. If you go back to the first touchdown that the Raiders had, you know, a fresh off of our offensive turnover, if we could just hold them to a punt right there, you know, it's a different game. You know, it's just little situations and little moments like that that we've been failing, you know, at all season. You know, it's just been that, you know, all season long, every game. And, you know, it's just a tough deal. It's a tough deal that we have right now.
Juan, it looks like the offense is going to go in and give you guys a 7-0 lead.
Mm-hmm.
Then they make the interception with Bowman on his back. Is there a human tendency to say, God, here we go again, just because of what's happened all season long? Can you give me a sense for that?
Yeah, I mean, you know, it's been happening, you know, all game long. You know, it's a, you know, you kind of feel like, man, you know, you want to push it in there. You want to get it in there. But, you know, we've been preaching all year. You know, it doesn't matter how we get on the field. We can't really control that. But we can control how we get off the field. And, you know, that drive right there, it just didn't happen for us.
You're a captain. Akeem's a captain. I mean, even if you understand why he went after Crabtree and hurt the team, do you say anything to him? What do you say?
I mean, I know both of those guys. I know both of those guys, you know, extremely well. Crab is like, you know, an older brother to me. Lieb is like an older brother to me. So, you know, those guys, you know, getting into whatever they got, you know, it drags me in there because I know both of those guys extremely well. And it's unfortunate that we have that. Both of those guys are, you know, the main guys. In Dallas, you know, both of those guys have a lot going on. They both do a lot with the youth. And if we get those guys together, I don't know how we're going to do it, but if we get those guys, you know, together, it'd be better, you know, for our city, the city that we call home.
But as a captain, did Akeem hurt you today in this football team with his actions early on?
I mean, it's tough. I mean, you want to keep your guys in the game. You know, you want to keep your guys in the game, but you know, some stuff you just can't. There's no way, you know, I'm gonna be able to. There's no way I'm gonna be able to control Lieb and Crab. There's no way I'm gonna be able to do it. Those guys are superstars, and those guys have, you know, they really have a mind of their own. You know, I could, you know, say whatever, and it's still gonna hurt us regardless. But of course, you know, it hurted us. You know, we want to have our guy out there, but you know, if that's, you know, Lee being a captain, if that's the way you want to approach it, then I support him 100%. You know, you want to have him in there. You know, I want to play against Crab. You know, I want to have, you know, that type of game. But, you know, you can only control what you can control. You know, those guys are going to do what they're going to do. Yeah, I mean, I can't really sit up here and say I'm not, you know, frustrated. You know, year seven for me, I think it's, you know, I deal, it's not, it is the losses. It's just where I am in my career right now. I feel like, you know, this is the best shape that I've been in. I feel like, you know, this is the smartest that I've been. I feel like, you know, I'm on top of my game in all areas. And I just want an opportunity to go out there and prove that. And that's the frustrating part. You know, that's the frustrating part. Me being in my prime and me being on top of my game like I've never been before, and you know, not being able to, you know, put it out there for, you know, everybody to see. You know, so wasting a prime year on, you know, whatever we got. Yeah, that's the frustration. But, you know, at the end of the day, you know, we still got another opportunity to go out there and be great. And I've said, you know, weeks before, that's all I really need is an opportunity to go out there with my guys and my teammates and just play. You know, it's been stranger stuff happen. I just want to get out there and show the type of player I truly am.
Can you time for a couple more guys? The spark on the other side of the ball, the draft, who had his job,
doesn't have a job, he's not even out there. He's a captain, he gets an opportunity with what he does with it.
Yeah, I mean, that's the trade that we believed in from the get-go. It's a lot of circumstances that have happened over the season that has put Trev, on the bench. But to get him back out there, it definitely, was a spark. Me being on defense, it doesn't matter who we got in there. If we're able to move the ball and score points, that's a spark. We got to do a better job on defense of just being solid and being red hot and being the type of defense that we've been for years. That was 21 points that they scored on us. It wasn't, the offense, put us, it wasn't none of that. It was us. If we could play 5% better, that game is a totally different game. And that's just been the story of the season.
As bad as things have been, I mean, the Chiefs lose a couple of AFCs. Why don't you guys pay attention to that? Or
I don't even want to get caught up in, that stuff. We just got to win. We just need to focus on winning one game at a time. If we can win one game, then let's go and win two. And let's just play football like that. I don't want to, get into it, how if this I don't want to worry about that. I just want to win. That's all I really want to do.
Okay, thank you, Vaughn.
Thank you guys. Appreciate it.